Good afternoon. So good to see you all. This time, last week, exactly 1 week, I was in about a temperature that ran up to about 35, 37 degrees centigrade in one wonderful city, the best city in the best country in the western part of Africa, because it was not an accident that God created me from my mother's womb and made sure I was born in this country. So, to the glory of God, we flew to that country, 7 days, 6 flights, different flights in 7 days, and we are back. My wife and I saw Mommy Sisi also in that city. I saw Auntie Okpe in that city. And we all came back alive with our limbs, our hands, and everything complete. So we return all the glory to God. Please thank God for us that we came back alive. Yes. I do not take this for granted, because anything could have happened. I mean, anything. And it's such a great pleasure to announce to us that our beloved Dr. Josephine, formerly Josephine Jojo Gaza, got married 1 week yesterday in the city of Abuja to her beloved husband. So, Dr. Jojo, it can only take a Dr. Jojo and the Spirit of God to fly my wife and I for the holy matrimony. We pray for her and her blessed husband and wish them a happy married life. So we went to represent everybody. She's married, and she had better stay married. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. How many of us are happily married here? By faith. Is it by faith or by reality?
By reality.
By reality. Is that a positive confession? You are just believing God that things will be better. Well, let me tell you, it is the will of God that you should be happily married. It is the will of God. When God created man and the woman, he blessed them and told them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, have dominion, subdue. So let me tell you, because at times we don't know who we are, whose we are, and what we are. I am telling you, if your confession is by faith that you are happily married and enjoying your marriage, I've come to tell you today that you will start enjoying that marriage. Your marriage is blessed, your home is blessed, your children are blessed. Everything about you is blessed. Please lift up your hands and thank God that you are blessed. Declare, that's the will of God. That is the will, perfect. I'm talking of the perfect will of God. Please, get back into that perfect will. Thank God that you are blessed. Things are going to turn around. In fact, things are turning around right now for your good. Your home, your business, everything you lay your hands upon is blessed and is turning around for good. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I want to thank some of our elders in the house. In fact, all of them. All our team leaders from... Don't let me start mentioning the teams now before I forget. I met with them before we traveled because I didn't know if we would come back alive. Why are you looking at me like that? You have to prepare for eternity. We handed over the house to them and they did a good job. And so thank you, all of you. You know yourselves. Please let's celebrate all our team leaders. Let's celebrate the kings and the priests. Let's celebrate. I was watching the service and I was missing everyone. I was asking them in the leadership class today that, did you really miss me? And the yes came very slowly. I said, well, I missed you. I missed everybody's trouble. Yeah, I missed your trouble, Debbie. Just joking. Let me tell you, there's nothing like belonging to a family of God. There is nothing. I mean, I had time to reflect, and I really thank God for this family called Love Assembly. You don't know what you have until you lose it or you are not in touch again. I had time to reflect to really, really, really appreciate everybody. Listen, if you're part of this local body of Christ, please have a reset of your mind. You are in a blessed house. And I'm not saying that because, you know, tomorrow I can walk away. I'm telling you that's the truth. I can announce tomorrow I'm not pastoring again, carry my family and go. But I know I've encountered wonderful people in this place. I know what family is like. I see the things you do for one another. I see people being connected. I see relationships being formed. I see people helping people to get jobs, to get on. I see people blessing everybody without being told. I see, and God sees what you all are doing in secret. God will reward you openly. Amen. I am happy and blessed to be part of this house, and I'm telling you, not because I'm the pastor and my wife, I'm telling you this is what I see and this is what I know. Please and please have a change of mindset and enjoy what God has given you to be part of a church family. Please celebrate the person beside you and tell them, I'm happy to call you brother. I'm happy to call you sister, daughter, uncle, auntie, friend. I'm so happy. I'm telling you. You know, watching the different services and the different flavors, and I was just taking down notes, the Bible study last week, the Sunday service taken by our prophet, Apostle Dada Eze, the things he was sharing with us about the will of God, and I just loved the fact that he wasn't just teaching us, he shared his own real life experience, real life, real time, practical, about how to know the will of God, knowing the will of God. I will tell you, please go and listen to the Thursday Bible study last week, the Sunday service. And then this week, Thursday, I was in the bathroom listening to it again, and my wife was saying, she had been saying, the thing was entering. Please celebrate Apostle Cruz. Deep. How to align our wills to the will of God. I'm telling you, I am blessed having you guys in my life, and I mean it. Thank you very much. Really, really appreciate you. I'm so happy now that you've made life easy. My wife and I can resign and hand over to you. And I'm not saying that lightly. I can walk away now knowing that this house is safe. To the glory of God. Amen. And thank you, our executive administrator, Mommy Cici. I saw her last in Abuja until yesterday. We traveled together. And where's Auntie Okwe? It was good seeing you in that hot sun. They look different. Yeah, they look different. I was wondering, is this the same people I knew in Liverpool? There was just something different about them. Glory be to God. All right. I just want to continue. These guys, we laid the foundation and they've built on it. So I think we're on the which story building now? We're on the lintel. Okay. So let's try and build. Let's try and build a little bit on that. I want to continue from where they stopped. And I think I'll just call this again. Please, media, I sent it to you. Just display it. I've forgotten what I sent to you. Somebody's saying this man is not serious. Yeah. It's better not to be serious. Do you know where you find serious people? Yeah. We know where we find them. They're just too serious. Just too serious. Oh, where do you find them? Ask your husband. They are very serious people. Very serious. and serious. And they need serious care, 24/7 care around them. Very serious. You don't want to know where you find them, Mommy Sissy. So, laughter does good like medicine. It's the will of God that we should rejoice and be happy. So, what was the title again? Thank you. Is it displayed? All right. Please, somebody say, the will of God and my will. And part two. This will be part two, but then building on what Apostle Dadaize, the father of all nations, that's what I call him now, and Apostle Cruz. By the way, Apostle Cruz, when we met my mother-in-law, 92 years old in how many days' time? My mother-in-law, you won't believe this, she's watching the service now. She can't go out again. She's at home, 92, her body is failing, but her mind is still very sharp. She said, how is Apostle Cruz? I'm telling you. You were there. And Ezekiel was asking, how did he call Ezekiel? Ezekiel. I said, hi, brother Ezekiel. Your fame has spread abroad, guys. Can you imagine? Wow. Glory be to God. So, not my will, but the will of God, my Father be done, is the theme. And let me tell us, this is very intentional because God has begun to show us by His Spirit things to come concerning the year 2026. And I'm not joking, I'm not saying this very lightly. I can say this with every boldness and every conviction that I did not know the Lord until I was about 18 years old, and that was in 1986, when I had a divine encounter. Prior to that, I used to kind of deny the existence of God. You know, I got to a point where I was actually convincing myself that God was not real. And I remembered always mocking people who tried to talk to me about God. I remembered people coming to say they were born again and all that. And I would mock them. I remember once there was a fellowship that was happening, and I told my group of friends who were like me then that I'm going to do something crazy. They were there. They were having fellowship. They were praying, speaking in one strange language. And I took off my shirt. And I said, I walked into the fellowship shirtless. And I just walked through the fellowship. They were speaking in tongues or whatever. Why are you looking at me like that? Why are you looking at me like that? Have you done it before? You know? Did some crazy things. I remember one time, one man came and was disturbing my life. I said, let me just get rid of this guy. He said, do you want to give your life to God? I said, yes. He said, okay, pray. So he held my hand and he prayed. He said, just say after me. I don't know what he was saying. I repeated it, and that was it. He let me go. He said, I should start coming to faith. I said, you and who? I was saying that inside me. I did some very, very crazy things. But then I said, God, if you are real, please reveal yourself to me. Please. Reveal yourself. And it was a very dark period of my life when nothing was happening. I was failing. My mates had, you know, progressed. They had left me. I was all of a sudden left alone. Nothing was happening. And some of my mates were mocking me that they had left me behind. It's like everything else and everybody else was moving, but I was stagnant. I cried to God, and I will never forget, because I recounted this experience when I traveled to Nigeria and back. You know, it's always good to remember where you're coming from. So where I'm going is, I've seen different seasons since 1986. I've seen the Spirit of God move. I've seen miracles. I've seen sudden miracles. I've seen miracles that took 9 years to happen. You know, I was listening to you, what you were sharing, Ezipe, that you just noticed everything about you 9 years before, you know, our beloved daddy agreed to release Sapphire to us. And then you married another 9 years before that beautiful girl there finally showed up after 9 years of marriage. But you won't wait for 9 years again, sir. In fact, the next 9 years, you will be seeing the will of God in different dimensions done in your life. Because you have keyed into something, Ezipe. I was watching, listening, and a pastor friend of mine, I won't mention his name, was listening to you. He said, look, you should be very proud of Ezipe. Ezipe is different, that we could sense it. But listen, I was telling him jokingly, I said, you have learned obedience through the things you suffered. You know, the Bible tells us about the Lord Jesus. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience through the things he suffered. And you see, obedience is the key to us knowing and experiencing the will of God. 2 weeks ago, if you will remember, I shared with us that at times we think, or most times we think, the will of God is something difficult. You know, if you want the will of God to be done, God will just come and scatter your plans, like he scattered my plans and scattered somebody's plans that I don't want to mention because I still need his permission. I don't know if I offended him. Dr. Joseph, I don't know if I offended him. You know, because I was joking with him and bantering with him the other day. Are you offended, Dr. Joseph? Dr. Joseph, are you offended? Did God scatter your plan? Are you happy with that scatter? Or you are still okay? I had no sir from this angle. Dr. Joseph! Listen, God has not come to scatter your plans. God has come to put you in line with his own plan from the foundation of the earth before you were formed from your mother's womb. And God's will is the best. I showed us from the scripture. The will of God is written. Like Apostle Dadaize taught us. The will of God is like a man who's about to die and he writes his will. But then he puts conditions. This is my will. And give this house to Elder Philip. If he continues to love his wife as Christ loved the church, give him the house. Give my Lamborghini to Apostle Cruz so that I can cruise very well. Provided that he's a good father to his wonderful daughters and a good husband to his wife, Apostle Yeti Cruz. The will of God, listen, has conditions. That you know the will of God, like he shared with us, does not mean automatically the will of God will happen. Because when you see the summary of the Lord's Prayer, what we call the Lord's Prayer, when Jesus was praying and his disciples saw that, they must have noticed that everything Jesus prayed about happened. They must have studied him. And they came to him one day, teach us to pray. Teach us. What's the secret of prayer? And he told them, Matthew chapter 6, after this manner, this is how to pray. Say. Let's say it together. Matthew chapter 6, from verse, I gave you. Did I give you the right scripture? Please bring it up. Matthew and chapter 6, I think from verse 13 or somewhere, or verse 9. In this manner, therefore, pray. Let's pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in. Every other thing then follows. Said we can now start asking for our daily bread. We can now start asking for forgiveness of our debts. We can now start asking that, what else? Not to lead us into temptation. Not to deliver us from evil. Because yours is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. But the summary of prayer is that his kingdom come and God's will be done on this earth. In your life, in my life, as God designed it before the foundation of the earth. Now, what is the will of God? You see, like we were taught, if you don't want to know the will of God, then the will of God is found in the word of God. Just like the will of a man or a woman who dies, she writes her words. That this, do this, do this. So if I want to know the will of a man, I should go and read what he wrote or dictated to maybe the executors of the will. And they are always with conditions. You know, don't be like somebody I know. Started fighting his siblings over the will of their late father. Listen, the will does not know emotions. It's not subject to emotions. Do you know why I was fighting his siblings? He said, I don't believe in what our father wrote before he died. I said, but he signed it. He said, yes, he signed it under duress. I said, were you there? He said, whether he signed it under duress or not, it is written by your father. I said, try any nonsense here, they will throw you into prison. You mess up with your dad's will? No, he wrote it under duress. I don't believe in that will he wrote. I don't believe. What was he fighting over? The father's all the inheritance he left. He said, it even shows you are lazy. Why don't you go and labor for your own? Why are you living to inherit your father's inheritance? And you know, this young man, sincerely speaking, was jobless. But to the glory of God, we're talking about our own Heavenly Father, who actually wants us to enjoy his will. What is his will? It is written. I showed us in Romans chapter 12. The will of God is good. The will of God is acceptable. The will of God is perfect. Listen. The will of God, forget it, is not about to come and make your life miserable. And by the way, have you noticed that we have boxed the will of God to especially marriage? That's when you want to know the will of God. Or career. That's when you want to know the will of God. Excuse me. It's not about even knowing the will of God. You should be the will of God. Your life should be all about becoming the will of God. Everything about you. Obedience is the key. Obedience. So the will of God, starting from what you should even wear. The will of God, where you should go. You wake up in the morning. The will of God. The choices, the decisions you should make. Find out the will of God in little things before you start entrusting your life, your destiny. When it comes to marriage, that's when you want to know the will of God. If you don't know the will of God in little things, you won't know the will of God in big things. You'll be as confused as ever. And oh, how can I know the will of God? Paul told Timothy, study. To show yourself approved unto God. Study. Go and pick up the will of God. Read the will of God and experience the will of God. If you don't know, for example, your earthly father, I love the example Ezekiel gave to us about his friend. I happen to know that friend because I remember when he visited and his father was late. He didn't know what the father had left behind. Because the father, at that time, did he write a will? He didn't. But they had to go and find out through his lawyers. Offshore account and whatever you said. You say, I'm a good student. I was listening. And I've not forgotten. To find out what the man had, and everything the man had was documented, but it was in the hands of the lawyers. If he didn't know, he will not enjoy what the father had. It's like that. Some of us are living our lives, we don't know what our Heavenly Father has given to us freely to enjoy, because we don't study. I'm telling you, in every little thing. That's why I loved what he shared with us. It was very practical. I'm in a foreign country, and he read the will of God. It is written. What's that scripture again? About if you're foreigner or something. What was that scripture? Who wrote it down? You were listening. It was here last Sunday. Exodus 6:4. Please bring it up. He read it. Let's be real. Let's be practical. Let's keep God simple. Let's just obey. Don't wait for a spooky experience, cloud, smoke. You know all this ambience we talk about now. When we got saved, there was no ambience, mate. There was no artificial smoke now you see in church. They call it the glory of God. That's no glory, mate. That's artificial smoke. Just put it there. And everywhere, atmosphere. Atmosphere is not the will of God. Exodus what? Please bring it up. 6:4. He was reading one day. Because I want to give you, he gave you the King James Version. I want to give you the Amplified and Revised Standard Version that I know. He read, I've also established my covenant, and I give them the land of pilgrimage, in which they were strangers. Is that the scripture that you shared? That's one of the scriptures. Psalm 37:3. I want to say something, okay? I just want to say something. Psalm 37:3. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. He found out he was a stranger in this country. He read the will of God. That God has given you the land in which you are a stranger. And in that land, trust in him and do good. And he said he started volunteering. He started doing good in this land. Now, he heard the Amplified Standard Version. One day, he comes to church. I don't know if he was even the one who took the Bible study that day. But I noticed he was just dancing so wildly. I still remember the suit he wore, sir. It was a black suit with stripes. You remember that suit? You remember it? He danced that day. And after the service, I walked up to him. He said, Pastor, I've just received a letter from the Home Office. They told me to leave this country in 7 days. And I said, you are dancing? Yeah. Because God told him to rejoice that he has given him the land. And he told me, he said, Pastor, I saw myself. I still remember that statement. I saw that I have a red passport. It's no longer red now. I don't know what color it is now. They told you to leave this country in 7 days, and you are dancing, and you said God told you he's giving you a red passport. And you are dancing. It takes someone who knows the will of God to dance when they tell you to get out of this country in 7 days. That was how many years ago, sir? And it took you how many years to see that so-called red passport? In fact, I changed the color before it happened. You got the red one, so you saw clearly. He held on to that promise, and he could dance in the face of adversity. I don't know what they've told you will happen to you in 7 days, but do you know the will of God? Concerning what they told you will happen to you, what man told you will happen to you in 7 days? Do you know it's the will of God for you to be in good health. Do you know that? Do you recognize that? If you don't know, whatever the doctor said will happen to you. Whose report would you believe? Listen, God bless doctors. They diagnose, they read, they tell you what they saw on the scan. That's what they saw. But what did you see in the Word of God? Let me tell us the problem we have. Let's go back to the book of Genesis. I've told us the will of God is good, the will of God is acceptable, and the will of God is what? Perfect. And I showed us also from the book of Genesis that God blessed man when he made mankind. So the will of God is that I am blessed, you are blessed. Do you know what it means to be blessed? I told us. I thought being blessed means, I'm wearing a nice shoe, nice car, nice house, nice wife or wives. Say, I reject it in Jesus' name. Say, he rejects it double times. Esther, where are you? I think you married well. I thought the will of God is, external things. No. To be blessed means that God is looking at you, looking at me, and is rejoicing that I am functioning the way he created me to function. That is what it means to be blessed. I am empowered to operate like God, and I'm operating like God. Rain, shine, doctor's report or not, I hear, and faith comes by hearing what? The word of the doctor? The word of the environment? You are hearing the word of God in the midst of every other thing you are hearing. And you are holding on that this is what God said. Let people call you a lunatic. And please, 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 be careful with God said. Because some of the God said is not written. God said, you are going to be my husband. Why are you shaking your head? Let me tell you how you know God said, it is written. And how do I know it is written? Go and check the context in which it was written. Does that context apply to you? It applied to him. He was a stranger in a foreign land. He saw it. This is the will of God. I should do good, dwell here. He prayed further. Today, he's experiencing and living the will of God. Please repeat after me. The will of God is that I'm blessed. I'm fruitful. I multiply. I replenish the earth. I subdue and have dominion on the earth. And please tell somebody beside, the will of God is not that I subdue and dominate you. No. God said dominate, subdue the earth. Everything God made, not human beings. That's why marriages, I told us last time, are failing. Businesses are failing. What is the purpose of your business? The purpose of your business is to be a blessing on the earth. To be fruitful. People patronize you and their lives are better. People patronize you, they are multiplying. People patronize you, they are being filled. Everything you lay your hands upon, the Bible says, will prosper. But that is if you are a man who is blessed. Psalm 1, verse 1. And how do you know you are blessed? Listen, listen. Psalm 1, verse 1. Let me tell you how you know you are blessed and walking in the blessing. It says, blessed is the man or the woman who does not walk in the counsel. If anybody is giving you ungodly counsel, you are not blessed. If what you are doing right now is as a result of ungodly counsel, people advising you, that's not blessing. Listen, people will give you advice. The advice will work. You know, I always share this. Before I married my wife, I was getting all sorts of advices. An old, elderly elder in the church gave me advice. He said, "Woman, be careful. If you have £10, don't tell your wife you have £10. I said, "How much should I tell?" "Tell her you have £5. If you have anything, just don't tell her everything. Just always half it." Elderly man, he was married for years. He was giving me advice. Then I went to the Bible. And then I read in the Bible that God made the man and the woman, bless them, and they were both naked. And they were not ashamed. So if I'm naked, transparent to my wife, I won't have £10 and say, "I have £5 because elder so and so advised me in church." And then the day your wife will find out. Listen, before the wives get too excited. You two, what are you hiding? No. He must not know. Keep on saying. He must not know. She must not know. And I can tell you where you will end. It's predictable. Very, very predictable. So I decided to follow godly counsel. In fact, I didn't have much money then. I was on a job and all that. She was about to marry me. I said, "It's better I let her know where she's going to marry. I don't have a house at the moment. I'm staying in what is called a boys' quarters. I didn't want her to know where I lived, but she found out one day. This is my salary." Some people don't like what I'm saying. Keep listening to ungodly counsel. And you will get ungodly result. So I started being open and naked. And I noticed that when I started being open and naked with my wife, she too began to be open and naked. And we were not ashamed. And we married each other unashamedly. Into the place where we married. Just like that shark. You and your wife used to be that shark. You should take, let's do excursion to the shack in Fazakli. Is it Fazakli? What's that street called? Rice Lane. There was no rice there. Shack. It took this beautiful girl from a beautiful home that had everything, married and took her to a shack. Shack. In fact, when we went to Abuja, your wife was telling me that you actually went on honeymoon. I was saying, we couldn't go to any honeymoon. We couldn't afford anything. But we are holy people. So we went to redemption camp for 5 days and 5 nights to go and bask in the presence of God, while some people took their wives to Dubai where did you take Esther? Nowhere. Esther, well done. We must take excursion to that shark. She followed. Do you know what she told me? I said, "I went to Abuja for the first time." She said, "Yeah, Pastor, that's where my husband and I went for honeymoon." I said, "Did you fly there?" She said, "Fly for where?" That they drove, went by road, and probably, was it a hotel you went? You went to squat in a friend's house on honeymoon. Look at your face. But by the grace of God today, They are living in their own house. Do you want me to give them postcode and address so that they can check? How many years ago did you take her by road? Sorry? It's even the wife that brought him to the shack. Yes, teach for that. You married her, you had nothing. When she came to the UK, she brought you to the shack. God is not mocked, bro. Whatsoever a man sows, he will reap from his wife. Reap. Where was I? We must do excursion. You see, my wife is calling me to order someone. Blessed is the man who does not walk in ungodly counsel. That's how you know you are blessed. People are advising you. Check, is this advice godly? Okay, look at it again. It doesn't stand in the paths of sinners. Oh, everybody's doing it. Let's do it. Just do it and ask God for forgiveness after. Ungodly counsel. Everybody will do it and get away with it. When is your turn? You won't get away. And it doesn't sit in the seat of this comfort. I was telling Debbie the other day, 12 midnight, I don't know if you were there. Yeah. I said on your wedding day, when her dad was bringing her, I happened to be the person who joined you as one of the officiating ministers. As she was walking in, I began to cry. I was weeping. I didn't know she saw me. She was busy coming, smiling with her dad holding her. Smiling, and everybody was smiling. I was crying. Was I not happy? I was happy. But then, there was a secret that the four of us shared that nobody knew. They said she will never get pregnant. And this man said he has prayed. He will marry her no matter what, and they will have children. That's what he said. We were in the upper room in, what's that place called? In Crawford House. We are praying. Crossfield. So on our wedding day, Yemi, Debbie, I was praying God will uphold you and God will honor your faith. How many years after? 5 years after this prophet came. The will of God will have its challenges. But if you hold on to the word of God, I was crying. Kurush, I was the one who joined them. As I was joining them, my heart was beating. That God, we have a battle here that nobody knows. I'm just telling you, God spoke to you. You will dwell in this land. 7 days you are leaving this country. 9 years after I came to pass, you are in this country. You are a blessing. You are blessed. I'm just telling us. And let me round up. If God permits, we'll look at the part two. The summary of prayer is that we should ask, Lord, when you say, Lord, let your will be done in my life, what you are saying is, God, bless me. Make me fruitful. Let me begin to multiply. Let me begin to have dominion and subdue. Let me begin to operate the way you created me to operate. Anytime the will of man prevails over the will of God, it always leads to curses. God puts them in that garden, Adam and Eve. eat everything. That was his will. This one, don't eat. That was also his will. What did they do? They went against the will of God, and curses came upon the entire human race. Anytime you let your will prevail against the will of God, you lose the blessing. Listen, though it tarry, wait, because it will surely come. Just hold on. As a pastor, I feel very sorry when I see people responding to advice that is not godly. Listen, people will only advise you based on what they see. You've dwelt long enough in this mountain. Don't leave. Relocate. Meanwhile, it's not about the location. What God is doing is more of the work in us. When your heart is right, forget about the location. Everything outside will begin to align. But we want to change the external, and the internal remains the same. Your heart is not set to do God's will. I end with Ezra chapter 7 verse 10, which you taught us last Thursday. For you to align to do with the will of God, please prepare your heart first. Ezra 7:10. That God, I want to do your will. No matter what, help me. Listen, when you pray, Father, let your will be done in my life, that is what you are praying. That I experience good, acceptable, perfect. My life, everything is around me begins to be perfected. I am blessed. Every curse over my life is reversed. I am fruitful. I'm multiplying. I'm replenishing the earth. Prepare your heart, because that is what God is looking at. God is not looking at your physical location. God is looking at your heart's disposition. Is your heart ready to do the will of God? If your heart is aligned to do the will of God, there is no way your circumstances around you will not align. I've seen people over and over, 1986 to now, they uproot themselves from where God has planted them. You're only delaying and prolonging what God wants to do inside you. Adam, where are you? When God asked Adam, where are you? But Adam left Garden of Eden. Had he relocated? But he had relocated in his heart as a result of ungodly counsel. Please, let's pray. Pray. Holy Spirit, if there's any ungodly counsel that I'm walking in now that has moved me away from the will of God, I pray today, help me. I repent. And listen, the will is being executed if you are a child of the Father that made the will. Today, some of us, we don't know God. And it's simple. It's when you receive the salvation that God has given through the Lord Jesus. He said he now gives us the power to become the sons, the daughters of God. That's when, as a child, as a son, as a daughter, you can now start experiencing the will of your Father. If you don't know the Lord here today, if you have been playing religion, church, oh, I just go to church. You can join any prayer movement anywhere. Join, wake up, do this. If you are not a child of God, you won't experience the will of God. If there's any ungodly counsel, I believe that's just what God is dealing with today. If there's any advice I am following now that is taking me away, Lord, help me to repent. And if I'm not a child of God, let me tell you, you will know if you're a child of God or not. I want to give you the opportunity. And when I say opportunity, it's simple. Wherever you are, please, I need the welcome team because I want to pray with you. And I'm not asking you to come forward. I make it bold to tell you, give your heart to Jesus today. Surrender your will. Say, God, come. I want you to be my father. I want to know you. Like I prayed, 18 years of age, 1986. This is 2025. I've walked with the Lord. I am confident. I know that I know that I know. And I know when people are going out of the will of God. You want to know God? I'm asking you. Nobody's looking at you. And even if people are looking at you, this is your life. This is your destiny. Do you want to be blessed or do you want to continue operating under a curse? Raise up your right hand. The welcome team are going out. I need you to fill that card and I want to pray with you. If there's anyone like that, I'm giving you just 10 seconds to raise up your hand so that the welcome team, are you walking around? If you are lifting up your hand, lift it up until they give you that card. I want to know you today. I want to be your child. If you are welcome to where you. And if it's even one of you that needs to know the Lord, fill that card. I say that with every conviction also. Because walking in church does not mean you know God. If anybody's raising their hand, raise it properly until they give you a card. God bless you as you do. And Father, I pray for the rest of us also. Is there any ungodly counsel, evil advice, people pressure, circumstances pressure, people are pressuring you, situations you look around you pressure, and you are yielding or you have yielded to that pressure, you've made a decision out of pressure, that is not God. Listen, you can make a U-turn. God will not force you. It will be your choice. Father, I pray right now. Can we rise to our feet? Is who's taking over? Can we rise to our feet? And can you pray, Father, let your will be done in my life. Not my will, but your will be done. Please pray. If I ask you to kill your enemies now, you will pray. Your voice will be loud. But this is the ultimate. Please pray in my marriage, in my work, in my career, in everything I do, in my going out, in my coming in. Let your will be done. I want to start operating in the blessing, in the good, in the acceptable, in the perfect. I want to be operating the way God formed me originally. I want to be blessed. I want to multiply. I want to be fruitful. I want to take dominion, subdue. I'm tired of being dominated in life. I am a blessing going somewhere to happen. Please pray. Pray, pray, pray. Jesus said, hitherto, you have not received anything. He said, why? Because you have not asked. You say, can I ask? Listen, some of us are just waiting for the spectacular. You just want a wind to blow, fire to fall. No. Fire will not fall. This still small voice you're hearing, that still small voice convicting your heart. Yield to that voice. Surrender your will. Father, let your will be done in my life. According to your plan, who's taking over in heaven?